Good morning. Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. As we look forward to Memorial Day weekend coming up, it gives us a great opportunity to just stop and think and become thankful for the men and women who have given a tremendous amount of themselves for our freedoms. And praise God, we live in a country where we still have religious freedoms and political freedoms. So many times it is just so easy for us to take for granted that which we have until eventually we have it no longer. It reminds me of the children of Israel crossing the Jordan River, and the Lord told them that when they went through the Jordan River, of course we know that God dried up the Jordan River, and it was really obviously neat to see, but while they were in the middle of the river, he told 12 men out of every tribe to pick up a stone, a huge stone out of the middle of the river, and carry it over to the other side and leave it at the edge of the river. And so in Joshua chapter 4, that's exactly what they did. It says in verse 4, "And Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man." We see there the 12 men whom he had prepared. And so here's Joshua giving them instructions concerning setting up a memorial. And memorials, of course, are raised by prepared men. Joshua had men that would be good representatives of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we can certainly thank God for the many thousands and hundreds of thousands of men and women who are great representatives of our American culture, who have given of their lives and sacrifice of their time and their efforts so that we can have a country where we can be thrilled with religious freedom, the opportunity to have Bible studies and prayer. As we look at other countries around the world, do not have those kinds of freedoms. And so we set up a Memorial Day just to stop and say thank you, to honor these men and women in our church services and parades and other ways of doing it. But you know, God has called us to raise up memorials, not just for those who have given us freedom for our country, but also those who have taught us how to have spiritual freedom in our country, in our homes, in our churches. And in fact, I think God has chosen certain people to represent Him, just like Joshua chose these 12 men. God has chosen dads in our homes and Sunday school teachers and deacons and pastors and Christian school teachers to build memorials. And I think one of the greatest places to build memorials would be in our homes. In fact, Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And this obviously was the ministry of John the Baptist, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and then the heart of the children to the fathers. And of course, we know that repentance of sin is what does that. And if you are a dad, if you are a man in your church, a leader there, God wants us to be living and serving for the next generation, to set up a memorial of who God is and what God has taught us about Himself in our generation. In fact, Psalm 48 and verse 1 says, "A psalm and song of the sons of Korah, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge." And then verse 13, "Mark you well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generations following." Did you get that? "That you may tell the greatness of God to the future generations." Verse 14, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even until death." And of course, that is a tremendous memorial that we need to set up for our children, that this God is going to be our God all the way until the end of our lives. Psalm 71:9 says, "Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth." Verse 17, "O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come." You see, as we set up memorials, we're able to show the future generation the things of God, the ways of God, the lessons of God. And obviously, we need to be saying with the psalmist, "Lord, don't bring me home. They'll bring me to heaven until I've had the opportunity to impact the future generation. Psalm 102, verse 18, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. And verse 2 of Psalm 112, his seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Psalm 145 and verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. See, that's what God wants our generation to do, to declare his mighty works to the future generations. And so as we set up memorials, it is simply an opportunity for them to see this is who God is, so that they will not forget who God is. Now, memorials are to be raised up by men of character, men that are good representatives, men that were chosen to represent their very tribe. So that is what God wants each one of us to do, to be men of character, to represent our families well when we go to church, to represent our churches well when we go out to work. You see, we are setting up memorials of our God. And I wonder if maybe one of the reasons our country is in such a mess as it is because we as churches have failed to set up such memorials that cause all of those who see who God is to totally miss the point. And could it be that our churches aren't doing that? Because we as fathers are not doing that. You see how vitally important it is to set up memorials of who God is and what he's done? Now notice that these memorials were placed in strategic locations. The Bible tells us in verse 8 that they took up the 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Basically, they put them on the shore of the Jordan River. And so this huge pile of stones, 12 stones, on the shore, to actually show that they passed over, that the story that would be told years to come would be verified by, here's the pile of stones that we took out of the bottom of the Jordan River. And then it says in verse 9, and Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood, and there they are unto this day. In other words, it was a token of the miracle, so that as the Jordan would flow every day, people would be able to look out and see this pile of stones rising above the flow of the river. And folks would be able to say, how in the world was that formed? Oh, very simple. God dried up the river. And this is a memorial of God's awesome work. My precious friend, your home needs to be a memorial of God's awesome work. Our churches need to be a memorial of God's awesome work. Now, how long did the water stop on that Jordan River? Notice it says in Joshua 4 and verse 10, for the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hastened and passed over. How long did the water stop? Till God was finished with his work. Until God was finished with his work. Isn't that an awesome testimony? See, the memorial was simply showing that God was at work. Now, why were they built? Well, first of all, for the sake of the kids, the future generation. It says in Joshua chapter 4 and verse 20, and those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what are the meaning of these stones? Then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. So the Bible says that it was done for the sake of the kids. And my precious friends, we need to be setting up some memorials, some things that will allow our children to see that God is real. Now, I'm not talking about church buildings. I'm not talking about just fantastic buildings that bring praise to men. I'm talking about setting up memorials of testimonies of God's miraculous power, testimonies of lives changed, testimonies of money that has been sent to the mission field and churches built and young men and women trained for the gospel. Those are the kinds of memorials that we're talking about for the sake of the kids. But then it says in the last verse of Joshua 4, it was also for the sake of the unbelievers. It says in verse 24, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. And so because of what's taking place in our homes and in our churches, the unbelievers will be able to see, wow, there is a God in heaven. Now, what are the best memorials that God wants us to leave? Well, now we notice, first of all, that the stones were buried under the rolling stream of the Jordan. Buried under the rolling stream. Why? So that they would be able to be a testimony to the future generations. These stones that were taken out of the Jordan River and piled up on the edge of the Jordan River were discovered when the Lord dried up the waters. You see, they couldn't see them as long as the Jordan River was at flood stage, which it was at the time of their crossing. But when God dried up the river, then they were able to see it. What a testimony to the children and to the unbelievers, to the people that lived in Jericho who watched the whole thing take place. As they watched the men and women and the boys and girls cross the Jordan River dried up, and they saw these men bringing these stones out of the Jordan River and piling them on the side, they were able to see, wow, they serve an awesome God. And then they were set down on the shore, just as a continual testimony of what God has done in the past. And my precious friend, that's what Memorial Day is all about. That we're able to see what God has done in the past, how that God has protected our country. God has given us victory after victory because our country was based on Christian principles. Our country was based on the Word of God. If you have any questions about that, all you have to do is go back and read so many documents that were written by our founding fathers to be able to see, indeed, this country was based on the principles of the Word of God. And it's a continual testimony of what God did back then. And you know, the same thing is true for us today. That which He has done in the past, He can continue to do in the present. And the Lord, of course, wants us to be setting up memorials of what God is doing. God wants us to be sharing testimonies of people's lives that are changing. And my precious friend, God wants you to be a memorial. God wants you, everywhere you go, to be able to share with others, let me tell you who God is. Let me tell you what God has done in my heart and life. And just as He's changed me, just as He's given me brand new desires and goals in life, God can do the same thing for you. My precious friend, are you living and serving for the next generation? Are you going forward by faith for the next generation? Are you setting up memorials so that the unsaved may be able to see that the hand of the Lord, it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God, forever? Let's live that way this Memorial Day.